your business cards where you actually have to perform as an entrepreneur, where you have to be ready to convince other people of yourself and the idea. That's what we want them to practice. And we then also invite entrepreneurs from Berlin who are a bit more experienced and have done that a lot of times before, mix them under these students so they don't actually realize that they get to talk to experienced entrepreneurs, and by that also learn how experienced entrepreneurs present themselves. And in the end, we have obviously, you know, the discussion where everyone can ask them questions. So that's one of our ideas for such a kickoff event.
We keep saying we, but we should actually, you're asked about the Splendid Academy.
Yeah.
We're sort of two-thirds or two halves. Our colleague Sebastian's also in the audience, but Bettina Ritter-Maciek is one of the leaders of the Splendid Academy. Maybe you can just say something about some of her, I know she's got a few new clients, I'm not sure what her client list is at the moment.
I'm not so familiar with client lists. I think they're very important companies, but she's a very experienced trainer, and that's one of our USPs, if you like, that we actually really work with very experienced, high-profile trainers that have a lot of didactical experience. And she's basically also conceptualizing the whole program together with me and is then teaching the seminars.
So that's when you're asking, what we've got three entrepreneurial women, who are either running their own companies or have stopped to do their PhDs, who are combining in this form of having all these different types of blocks. So you have like regular block seminars, you have these sort of intensive kickoff events, which are sort of more like, in some ways, like networking opportunities, but also opportunities for us to bring people from business and from the Senat Verwaltung, and also social entrepreneurs, people running social projects and the like, bringing them together, having these sort of like intensive exchanges, but then also with the idea that it's a lot of practical work, right? It's a lot about thinking about what you're about, but it's also about doing, by doing specific exercises, actually getting over some of the fear, getting over some of the, I'm not sure what it actually means to be an entrepreneur, and in that way it's different than, again, Bebe L with a big book and let's all look at it on paper, but they're actually trying to do things. And that's where a lot of the didactical innovation is coming from Ines's concept with Bettina, and where we're really excited about being able to offer it to students and to others later, but right now, initially in this pilot phase, just to students.
Now, we learned a lot about the theory of the project. Maybe you can give us some examples how it works practically.
So, before we started the concept, obviously, we did a lot of interviews with students, and we ran a poll, and what we found out is that the questions are very much the same, but obviously the answers differ. So what we do is we don't offer standard answers, but we want the students to find their own answers to the questions. And we've brought them, didn't have we? So yeah. we might actually present them to you.
We actually have Crayara Unplugged, or the analog version, because we have a very sexy website that I would recommend all of you take a look at, of course, at their gründerinnensight.net, where all of these, because what we were talking about, finding your passion, finding the motivation, getting rid of all the extra stuff, we have a set of structured questions. So while we have Professor Fulton here under running camera, we're going to make him ask some questions, but perhaps, Sebastian, you can hand out some of the questions to people here in the audience, and then later on, when we get to the participative part, we can have a little bit more fun with everybody. But we were told we weren't allowed to get started with you right away, but instead that we would give a presentation, but then hopefully afterwards, because the whole idea behind the work that we do is for it to be participative and for people to think along. But right now, Herr Professor, wenn Sie so nett sein könnte, vielleicht eins anpassen, wo Sie anfangen wollen. Yeah, okay, good.
So if I don't know the answer, please help me.
So the question is, wie reagiere ich auf Imitatoren und Konkurrenz?
How do I react to people who copy my idea and my, oh goodness, competition? Okay,
I have a slide which says this is a second important thing after you have a really a big idea that gives you a certain advantage, a recognizable advantage in the market, whether it be the price or the quality of the product. Mm-hmm. So imitations is a big problem. Mm-hmm. The moment your concept is a success, imitators will come in. So what I would say is,